Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. We're in the cold heart of winter right now, and many of us are yearning for signs of a coming spring. One good idea would be to sneak a few warm weather treats into our winter diet. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, you've hit on a very good idea. Artichokes.
Yeah, you know, it's definitely, people are scared of it. There's no doubt. And they're scary, I agree. No one knows what the heck to do with them. There was even a little Rascals show about artichokes that no one knew what the heck to do with them. That's how, like, confusing they are as produce. And they're a little unruly. There's not, so they're basically a they're related to thistles. They're related to the stinging thistle, which is probably the most disturbing of all the thistle plants. And there are a bunch of varieties, whether they're globe style or spined or elongated. And quite frankly, I can't tell a difference in taste and texture. And stores where you buy them make no distinction. One week I see globe, the next time I see the elongated version, sometimes I see spine. They're just labeled as artichoke. And so quite frankly, don't be scared. You treat them all the same way, whether they look exactly the same or not. And really the only thing that's edible is the very bottom of each leaf. And then when you get into the center, what we call the choke, which is this sort of round base upon which the leaves grow. And I think a lot of people's experience with them will be sort of very baby versions that are already pickled or cured in jars. So that's really not what we want to talk about. I mean, to me, artichokes, you have to braise them. So this is something that will take you some time to cook correctly. And I think when you cook them, there's two different versions. There's what the Italians do and then what the French do. The French basically cut off a lot of the exterior leaves, and they actually carve this thing down into the center and then braise that, eat it pretty much whole. What we do is we stuff them. And so you basically cut off the top inch worth of leaves, and you make this mixture that's breadcrumbs and really good grated hard cheese like Parmesan or Locatelli, lemon zest, parsley, garlic. And then you take these guys and you pull the leaves apart and you stuff this stuff into all the leaves. And then you braise them in olive oil and garlic and some white wine and lemon juice, you know, literally for 2 or 3 hours. This is something, you know, that you have to plan ahead to do. But when you eat them, you literally pull each individual leaf off and with your teeth, scrape that stuffing off. And when you get to the bottom of the leaf, bite off the little bottom. That's so delicious. And I got to be honest, it is awkward to eat and it's weird to look at and make, but it's our favorite lunch here. We will have artichokes for lunch as often as we can find them.
Well, I know they're grown in Maryland and we see them late in the growing season.
Sure.
It's something that is available all year long.
Yeah, and right now we're coming into the major season. Usually February, March is when you'll see a lot of these artichokes from the West Coast or from South America showing up in stores. And, you know, embarrassingly so, I've found some incredible ones recently in Walmart.
Oh, boy. Quite different from a farmer's market.
Took me off guard, but I'll tell you what, we took them home and then we had to go back and buy more.
How about that? We're going to put these ideas on our website so you can try it at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.